بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected teachers, musallis, and fellow students. It is with great respect and honor that we introduce our esteemed speaker for today's Jumu'ah khutbah, none other than Sheikh Sa'adullah Khan. Sheikh Sa'adullah Khan is a renowned scholar with a professional understanding of Islamic teaching, but he also serves as the CEO of Islamia College, a role in which he demonstrates remarkable leadership and commitment to our education and spiritual growth. فليتفضل شيخ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه المنتجبين وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم ونقر في الأرحام ما نشاء إلى أجل مسمى ثم نخرجكم طفلا ثم لتبلغوا أشدكم ومنكم من يتوفى ومنكم من يرد إلى أرض للعمر لكي لا يعلم من بعد علم شيئا صدق الله العلي العظيم. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there is none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness, we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected ulama, huffaz, qurra, educators, elders, brothers and sisters, respected youth, I greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace. May the peace, the mercy, and the blessings of Allah be upon each and everyone present here at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I see we have a bit more space today with the young people having exams, so they leave a bit early, so the school has been dismissed earlier this morning. So alhamdulillah, I think we have a bit more space, so I would like all the people who are outside not to pray on the outside, but to come inside. Many of you don't get a chance to come inside at some Jum'ahs. Today is your turn. Last night, I received a message from a husband and wife who are on the staff at the school here, and sent a message that they have a newly born baby. Alhamdulillah. I sent a congratulatory note and a Mubarak note. And as I'm typing that note, my phone pings and I get another message. And it was the announcement of the passing of Sheikh Siraj Juha. And it makes one realize not only the transitory nature of life, but also the contrast. That within a moment, in effect at the same moment, while celebrating and congratulating someone else receives a message of condolence. Birth notice, congratulations. Death notice, message of condolence. And this immediately brings many things to our mind. Among them is, never take things in life for granted. 2 weeks ago, Just before Jum'ah, I went to visit someone at the hospital, a regular musalli here, and we used to often meet immediately after Jum'ah and chat. I went to visit him, and upon visiting him, the speaker here was Sheikh Abdullah Bayat. He was also an old student at ECOSA days, also an alumni of the school. His father was one of the founding members of this institution. And a day or so after that, he entered into hospital and made dua for Allah to grant him recovery. But among the people we meet in the afternoon I was speaking about is a brother whom we know for a long time, Brother Ibrahim Muhammad. And this week, we buried him. While visiting him in the hospital, Sheikh Abdullah, who spoke here, took ill the following day. And in this week, two friends have passed on. People also remember politically Steve Biko passed away on 12th of September. One of the great poets and writers of our time, James Matthews, passed away in this week as well. But I want to focus a bit on this precarious nature of life. My topic was going to be about gender, by the way, today. But I was just overwhelmed by this passing of Sheikh Siraj that I thought we rather reflect on the reality of life and death for this moment. Sheikh Siraj was one of the first teachers, among the first teachers of Tahfiz al-Quran at this institution. So many of the first graduates who graduated Hifz at this institution were students of Sheikh Siraj Juha. And my association with Sheikh Siraj spans many years. He was the eldest in our group who memorized the Quran under Sheikh Saleh Abadi at that time. It included people like Sheikh Fuad Khabir, Mawlana Abdul Alim Akleka, Dr. Muhammad Khan, Mawlana Abdul Rahman Hafiji, Mawlana Abdul Haq Magda, and just of course prior to us, were people like Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sali, Sheikh Muhammad Murat. But that group, Sheikh Siraj was the eldest and I was the youngest of that group. And when we completed our tahfiz, Sheikh Saleh Abadi left for Mecca for a few years and he instructed me to go to two of his students to revise the Quran. One was Sheikh Siraj, who was still young that time, of course. He was late teens or early 20s. Just to revise the Quran with him, and he lived nearby Queen Mary Flats in the Bukhar, around the corner from where I lived. And also to go to Imam Shamsuddin, also an outstanding student of Sheikh Saleh Abadi, Sheikh Shamsuddin Farfari. We read our first Taraweeh, I read my first Taraweeh with Sheikh Siraj in Fox Street Mosque in the Bukhar. And on the weekends, Mawlana Yusuf Kiran used to come down and pay us a visit, and on the 28th of Ramadan, we would go and read in the Strand, sometimes the Habibia on the 28th night or 29th night, but we used to go to the Strand and read. And as we go to the funeral today, so many people from our childhood come to the fore. It makes you realize how life passes by so quickly. How many people have passed on? And where are we in that line of life? The verse I have quoted from Surah Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah brings to attention, O humankind. Inna khalaqnakum min turabin, thumma min nutfatin, thumma min alaqatin, a whole series of explanation, unfolding of the stages of human existence and human life. And he says, we created you from dust. Then within the human being is a drop of sperm and the egg that unites. Then out of that, an embryonic stage, yet incomplete. And then you rest in the womb of the mother until stage of development, sufficient for you to be able to be born. And as you grow, you develop your understanding, you develop your strength, and you develop knowledge, you acquire position and authority, and then you fade away. And then death comes. But in that verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُتَوَفَّى وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَ الْعُمْرِ. Some passed away in their childhood and in the youth, and some reach old age. Not everyone is guaranteed a long life. So as I reflected on last night, on the one hand, a joyous, hearty celebration of birth at the arrival of new life, and simultaneously, on the other hand, the sorrowful mourning, broken-hearted at the death and the departure of another life. And between the coming and the going, which we all have to endure and go through and experience, there's the adventure, which we call the test of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this in the famous surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Mulk, and he begins with it, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِي الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has given you death and life, from non-existence to existence, to the passing on, to the barzakh and to the resurrection. He's given you death and life in order to test you by your deeds, those of you who are best and those who are good. My last visit to the Sheikh Siraj was more about reminiscing. Reminiscing about childhood, about the past. And it reiterated for me the significance of those things that we take for granted. Because at the end of life is the memories that count. We didn't speak about the degrees he may have had. It's the memories that count. And he was recalling with joy, as much as he was in a bit of pain at that time, recalling moments that he interacted with people, with his sheikh, with his students, with each other, that he remembers so fondly. And I thought to myself, indeed, life is a continuous flow of unfolding reality, providing us with opportunities for ihsan and for itqan, for goodness and for excellence. Opportunities for us to express a goodness and to manifest excellence. Life is not a rehearsal for some future event. Sometimes we live life as if something is going to happen. It is happening. Life is the event. Now is a moment. And we don't know how many more moments exist before all our time is up in the life that we have been granted as a gift. We have become accustomed in our times to a degree of false invincibility. We make surgery, many people do this, surgery to make them look younger, diet pills to make them look thinner. I don't say you mustn't diet. I don't say you mustn't beautify yourself, but I'm just saying the vainness. Millions are spent on surgery to make us look younger, diet pills to make us look thinner, medication to make us seemingly live longer, but an assumed prolonged life is merely a postponed death. Because death and departure from this world is inevitable. أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. Wherever you are, death will come and fetch you. Even if you are in a fortified building, death will come and fetch you. Sayyidina Ali most eloquently eulogized even the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Al-mawtu la walidun yabqa wa la waladan hadha sabilu ila alla tara ahada kana an-nabi wa lam yakhlud li ummatihi law khalada Allahu khalaqan qablahu khalada lil-maut fina sihamun ghayru khati'atin man fatahu al-yawm sahmun lam yafutuhu ghada. He said, death spares nobody, it leaves nobody. And this is how it will be until everyone on earth is no more. The Prophet lived amongst us, but he did not remain and even was not spared the passing on. If Allah kept anyone forever, it would have been the Prophet. But he did not preserve him in that way. The arrow of death never misses its target. The arrow of death never misses its target. If the arrow passes by someone today, be sure tomorrow it will hit. We are never as aware of our being alive as when we are at the funeral of the dead. And therefore, Rasulullah ﷺ in hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, he said words which we are also encouraged to repeat. He said, يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنَّا وَالْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ بِكُمْ لَلَاحِقُونَ. May Allah have mercy on those from among us who have passed on before us. And by the will of Allah, eventually, we will be following and joining up with you. As we have noticed, we have witnessed every day someone leaves this world behind. We are all in the same line without paying attention to the line. We never know how many people are before us or how many people are in the line behind us. We cannot move to the back of the line, nor can we avoid the line. So while we are in the line, it's important for us to make every moment count. The poet says in Urdu, Zindagi se bari sazai nahi, aur kya jurm hai patai nahi, Zindagi maut teri aakhri manzil hai. Zindagi maut teri aakhri manzil hai, aur koi dusra raasta hi nahi. He said, we are born, Zindagi se bari sazai nahi, aur kya jurm hai patai nahi. We are born sentenced to life without our choosing. We are sentenced to life without our choosing. And he goes on to say, the destination of the living has no alternative but to pass through the avenue of death. It is the last stage of our existence on this earth. So there's no choice of birth, no avoidance of death, except to utilize the interval in between in the most effective manner. In other words, live life meaningfully. And meaningful life create memories, and memories are what lives on after we are gone. Stop taking what we have for granted. Instead, be grateful and do whatever good we can wherever we are, and realize that we have to value what we have, and we need to motivate ourselves to do what needs to be done with full vigor. And therefore, we encourage by saying, اعمل لدنياك أنك تعيش أبدا وعمل لآخرتك أنك تموت غدا. Prepare for the hereafter as if you're going to die tomorrow, but work in this world as if you are living forever. Do what needs to be done. Don't avoid this with the excuse of death, but be aware that death may come at any moment. Imam al-Shafi'i, very thought-provoking poem that he wrote. And it makes us realize that sometimes, as I mentioned, young people pass on and old live. People who are on the deathbed attend eventually the funerals of those who came to visit them in hospital. So Imam al-Shafi'i in his poem says, فَكَمْ مِنْ صَحِيحٍ مَاتَ مِنْ غَيْرِ عِلَّةٍ وَكَمْ مِنْ سَقِيمٍ عَاشَ حِينَ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ وَكَمْ مِنْ فَتَى أَمْسَى وَأَصْبَحْ ضَاحِكًا وَأَكْفَانُ فِي الْغَيْبِ تُنْسَجُ وَهُوَ لَا يَدْرِي وَكَمْ مِنْ صِغَارٍ يُرْتَجَى طُولَ عُمْرِهِمْ وَقَدْ سُكِنَتْ أَجْسَامُهُمْ ظُلْمَةَ الْقَبْرِ فَمَنْ عَاشَ أَلْفًا وَأَلْفَيْنِ فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ يَوْمٍ يَسِيرُ إِلَى الْقَبْرِ. He says, how many healthy have died without any ailments? And how many of those who are sick have lived for a long time? How many youth go to sleep and wake up laughing, but at sunset they were buried without even knowing that that's the destination? How long can you live? As long as you may live, there's no doubt a day will come when you'll have to be in the darkness of the grave. And he goes on to say, أيها المعجب فخر بمقاصير البيوت إنما الدنيا محل لقيام وقنوت فغدا تنزل بيتا ضيقا بعد النحوت بين أقوام السكوت ناطقات في الصموت. Oh, you who are proudly enthralled by the palatial abodes that you are living in, this world is but a place really for prayer and for humility and piety. Know that tomorrow you will enter an abode that is narrow and dug out for you, where the people, your neighbors around you, will be silent and motionless. We close by reflecting, and I beg your indulgence, I'm really not really in the real spirit of giving the Jum'ah talk today. I'm just overwhelmed by just so many things that happened. So I beg your indulgence. But we close by reflecting upon the Quranic parable that refers to the transitory nature of our life on earth. A life that we come into without our asking. A life we live without our permission. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Kahf, we read this on Fridays. وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Allah says forth a parable, an example of life in this world. It is like the rain which we send down from the skies. The earth's vegetation absorbs it. It becomes alive. It blooms, it blushes, it flourishes. But soon it becomes dry, fragments. And then the wind scatters it away. And only Allah prevails over everything. The Quran brings to our attention here that just like the rain falls on the surface of the earth, it revives the land, green vegetation grows, lasts for a while. It's our youth and our main part of our life. Then eventually it dries up and blows away. So too human life on earth. We are born, we develop, we flourish, and eventually, if we are lucky, we age, but all of us eventually die. We are born without bringing anything into this world, and we die without taking anything from this world. We are born without bringing anything into this world. We die without taking anything. And the saddest thing of all is in the interval between our coming and going, we fight over things that we have neither brought nor we will take with. Much of the animosity between people, the fights between people, wars being fought over wealth, over greed, none of which, power, authority, name, titles, none of these will matter at all. What helps when we leave the world is the good that we have done. Al-malu wal-banun, zinatul hayati dunya, wal-baqiyatu salihat, khayrun inda rabbika thawabahu, wa khayrun amala. What is of continuous blessing, everlasting benefit, is the good that you have done. So what we do with our lives will help us when we leave the world. And with the good we did and the memories that we leave behind. What consoles those who we leave behind are the fond memories that we have created. Such is the temporary nature of life, the fleeting reality of our stay on this earth, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us in a hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, كُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ وَعَابِرِ سَبِيلٌ. Be in this world as a stranger or as a passerby. May Allah grant those who have passed on maghfirah and jannah. Those who are ill, may Allah grant them recovery. or whatever is best for them. May the mercy of Allah envelop all of those who are ill, those who have passed on, and all of us. We are in the week of the coming and the passing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This is the week in which the Rasul was born and passed away. Some people differ, is the 9th, is the 12th, the 17th, doesn't matter. He was born in this week and he passed away in this week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that the Ummah, which is going through a very trying times at the moment, may Allah grant us to be of those who bind themselves to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the capacity to do what is best for ourselves and for the world. As Allama Iqbal concludes his jawab shikwa, ki Muhammad se wafatu ne tu ham tere hai, ye jaha cheez hai kya, lohu qalam tere hai. If you bind yourself to the way of the Prophet, to the message of the Prophet, to the mission of the Prophet, to the example of the Prophet, if you bind yourself to the Prophet, Allah says, I am on your side. Never mind the world and all it contains. I'll give you the pen with which to write your destiny. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
We'd like to say Jazakallahu khairan to Sheikh for the inspiring khutbah, which always helps to strengthen our faith and practice. There are just a few announcements. We would like to announce, sadly, the announcement of Sheikh Siraj Johar, who passed away last night, the Islamic Studies and Arabic teacher of Islamia College in 1984. He was also the first principal of Islamia Hifz College. On behalf of our principals, Masjid al-Furqan, and the extended family, we'd also like to say Jumu'ah Mubarak to every single person present today. Islamia College once again has the honor of officiating the Jumu'ah proceedings. The first adhan and second adhan will be rendered by none other than Sheikh Farooq Muhammad, our very own esteemed teacher of Islamia College. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khairan. Before the adhan, just to announce our Mawlid program, inshallah. We'll take this coming Sunday, immediately after Maghrib, inshallah. We'll have nasheed. We'll have some nasiha by Sheikh Sa'adullah, inshallah. Qira'ah, nasheed, some nasiha, some salawat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qasida Burda, inshallah, everyone is invited to join us, inshallah. Some Maghrib, between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah, short period of time. So make that intention, inshallah, to spend that time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala between Maghrib and Isha, inshallah, for our Mawlid program. Males and females are welcome to come, inshallah. Some refreshments after, some coolness will be served after the program, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la Rasulullah.
So brothers, inshallah, before we make our sunnah salah, just to fill all the gaps, inshallah, there are quite a few gaps in between. Can we fill all the gaps, inshallah, in order not to waste any time after the Arabic khutbah, inshallah. Jazakumullah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كما إن أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. وقال الله تعالى: أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة. وقال الله تعالى: المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا. وقال الله تعالى: تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: يرحم الله المستقدمين والمستأخرين، وإنا إن شاء الله بكم للاحقون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كن في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل، أو كما قال: صدقت يا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله، أستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم اغفر. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه: يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدًا ومبشرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا قولًا كريمًا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله استقيم الحمد لله استوى معتدل الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون. ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من طين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقا فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. استغفر الله العظيم. التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسألك يا رب التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا. أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت. اللهم اغفر له وارحم وسكنه الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحم وروحه في الجنة. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وأدخله في الجنة. اللهم إن كان محسنا فزد في إحسانه وإن كان مسيئا فتجاوز عن سيئاته واحشره مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا. ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار. يا عزيز يا غفار يا مولانا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.